Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be discussing Vodi Bakum and his views on race, why I believe he's wrong to say that race is a social construct. I believe that race is real. Now, this is not a moral judgment on one race or another. Let me just say that in the beginning, I am not making any judgments on one race as opposed to another. Only I am saying that race is real and it's a biological reality. Vodi Bakum's view is that race is a social construct, and this view is wrong, and Vodi Bakum is someone that is obviously huge. He's one of the biggest celebrity pastors that's good. I just want to throw that out there. He's good. And he's wrong on this, and I've used him for the ethnic narcissism thing. I think that was an excellent term that he coined, but he is incorrect to say that race is a social construct. And while there was some debate and disagreement on this point during Woke Wars 1, when we were fighting critical race theory in the church, this finer point has become more of a discussion in the church now during Woke Wars 2, which is largely the same war, by the way. And it kind of went viral over the weekend when a soft woke person named Sola Chad posted a clip of Vodi Bakum from the sermon we're about to watch in greater context. And Vodi Bakum's wrong in this clip. So let's dive into this clip. But first, we have a brand new sponsor for the program, and I want to give them a very warm welcome to First Liberty Building and Loan GA. Hey friends, Ray Fava here from Evangelical Dark Web. It is my belief that right now we need more Christian patrons. Let me ask you something. Do you have a vision for your family, your business, your community? Do you dream of building something lasting, something that glorifies God and blesses generations to come? Are you ready to become a new Christian elite? Then you need to talk to my friends at First Liberty Building and Loan. For over 30 years, First Liberty has said yes when big banks say no. They've been the bridge between visionary entrepreneurs and the capital they need to build, buy, and grow. They don't just talk about community. They are the community, grounded in Noonan, Georgia, and serving business owners across the country. Their team is deeply involved in church leadership, local government, and civic life. And they're not afraid to say it. They honor God in all they do. And that's not just marketing. It's the foundation of their business. If you're a Christian entrepreneur who wants to build multi-generational wealth, make a cultural impact, and leave a legacy, First Liberty wants to help you do it. So grab the ox goad, light the torches. It's time to build your kingdom for God's glory and your children's future. Visit FirstLibertyGA.com to learn more and apply today. That's FirstLibertyGA.com. So like I said, we're going to get into this video, and don't forget to like and subscribe and all that other stuff. So this is a very viral moment. It was in January of 2020. Again, very much relevant at the time, but it is relevant now to review what exactly was incorrect here and whether we should course correct this error that I think Vodi Bakum makes. And to some degree, what he's saying, there is a validity to what he's saying. And I'm hoping I'm not talking past what he's saying, but I do believe he is drilling a point that is incorrect. And this is it.
And secondly, it identifies the division that exists. Now, these distinctions that matter are important because oftentimes we talk about distinctions and we talk about being distinct from one another in terms of our race. Race is actually a social construct. The concept of race is not a biblical concept. It's not a biblical idea. It is a constructed idea. You won't find the idea of races in the Bible unless you find it in the proper historical context where we see, number one, that we are all the race of Adam. Amen? One race, one blood. We are all the race of Adam. There is less than a 0.2% genetic difference between any of us in this regard.
So let's talk about race in the biblical context. So again, this is just a cursory search of race in the New American Standard 1995, which is, my opinion, the goated translation, rightfully so. And yes, it does talk about race, you know, holy race. So there's the idea of race appearing. Again, this translation was mostly done before the rise of critical race theory. So again, how did people used to view the word race? And yes, I have more evidence where this is coming from. So obviously race also has the definition of, you know, to run at great speed and stuff like that. We have Zechariah 9:6, and a Mongol race will dwell in Ashdod. Now a woman was a Gentile of the Syrophoenician race, and he kept asking him to cast a demon out of her daughter. Acts 7:19, it was he who took shrewd advantage of our race and mistreated our fathers so that they would expose their infants and they would not survive. So again, race, I believe in the King James Version, is translated as kin. So race was translated in the kin, or kin was used instead of race in the KJV, because they are synonymous terms. Kin is just an older term than race, but they are synonymous. And you'll see this in the, you know, the Greek translations. The words have overlapping semantic range of ethnos and nation and stuff like that. All of these have been translated as race. And this isn't... Oh, we also have human race. So yes, race, we are all of the race of Adam, but this is a not helpful way of viewing the issue, because yes, there are, we have a lot of us share common ancestry with different groups of people, and those different groups, you know, groups of people found in Genesis 10, the Table of Nations, is about God creating race. This is not something that we should pretend like doesn't exist. God created different races. This is very much in scripture, and so much so that racial differences between people might actually be consistent and maintained in heaven. That is how much race is a part, race and the development of different races was part of God's plan for humanity. And again, not trying to do the whole celebrate diversity thing, because there will be a diversity in heaven of every tribe, every tongue, every nation. So different races. And it seems like those distinctions between different races will be maintained in the eternal state, which is a pretty interesting phenomenon when you think about how Jesus talks about marriage not necessarily being maintained in the eternal state. So there is something real here, and it is, I would say, important. Now, is it deterministic? No, I'm not. Again, not making any moral judgments on one race versus another. But when Vodi Bakum says this, we also have to look at, back at the again, the word race was invented during the 1500s, synonymous with kin and nation at the time. And this is the Noah Webster's 1828 dictionary, the word race. And it says, the lineage of a family or continued series of descendants from a parent who is called the stock. The race. A race is a series of descendants indefinitely. Thus, all mankind are called the race of Adam. The Israelites are the race of Abraham and Jacob. Thus, we speak of a race of kings, a race of the race of Clovis or Charlemagne, a race of nobles, etc. Hence, the long race of Alban fathers come. So that's a reference to Anglo-Saxon or English heritage. So there we have it, that race was not viewed as a social construct in the English language really until critical race theory arose and made it such. And I'm getting pushback on this point, even though, again, the English language has been very consistent on the usage of the term race until the 20th century. I'm getting pushback that, Charles Darwin invented this usage of the term race, and that is just factually incorrect. This dictionary came out like 30 years before Charles Darwin published The Origins of Species. So back to Vodi Bakum, because I just think he's factually and also biblically incorrect on this point. And you know, again, a lot of people on Woke Wars 1 believe as Bakum does, but a lot of also people also agreed with me at the time on this point. And I don't think it's helpful to surrender language to the liberals.
In fact, we're not even different colors. Now, amen. Technically, from a genetic perspective, from a biochemistry perspective, we're all actually the same color. Our color comes from our melanin. We've all got melanin just to differing degrees. So it's not that some of us are, you know, this color, some of us are that color, some of, no, we're just different shades of the same color. Some of us just have more melanin than others. And I want you to listen to me on this. Listen to me. Just because you don't have as much melanin as I do, don't you dare think God doesn't love you as much as he loves me because he gave me more. You learn to be satisfied with the little you have.
Okay, that is objectively funny. And, you know, again, his delivery is very convincing because the guy's hilarious. However, let's just, on its face, that's not factually correct. I mean, white people and black people, we're not the same color. And that's kind of like saying, you know, LED lights, you know, can make different colors from the same light bulb. It doesn't really, that's not how color works. I get that's how light works, an LED light, and that's how skin color works. But, you know, it might be the same process and just different amounts of the, you know, melanin in the case of skin color. I don't know how LED lights work, but different amounts go into it and create different colors. Again, what he's saying is hilarious, but I don't think it's a factually true point.
But there is another separation. There is actually a separation that we do have here in Scripture. It's a real separation. The separations that we have, the racial categories that we have, are artificial. They are not biblical in nature. Nor are they genetic in nature. They are artificial, based on people's hair and their features and their skin color and things like that. That is artificial.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
So he talked about this not being genetic in nature. Yes, they are genetic in nature. This is not factually accurate. It could go into greater detail describing how all this stuff is genetic in nature. Like, you know, the gingers are due to recessive genes and stuff like that. But I think most people already know that. I think there's 6 chromosomes that have to deal with that deal with skin color. I could be wrong on that exact number, but I know it's more than one. It's definitely genetic. But more than that, it's about the common ancestry. And I think, you know, there's like 3 macro races, you know, the Shem, Ham, and Japheth. I think those are like the 3 macros, if you want to be super macro about it. But yeah, the sons of Noah, they definitely produced different types of, I don't want to say different types of people, but they definitely produced a tree, you know, a tree that produced different races, different nations of people. And that's what Genesis describes in very great detail. It's, you know, one of my favorite books in the Old Testament because of all the lost and, you know, just the history that's buried in Genesis that, you know, one day we may learn more about. So, you know, I'm a bit of a Genesis nerd on these things, And yeah, I don't see how you use the book of Genesis, and he's about to go to Abraham, and say that race isn't real or race isn't genetic, when patrilineal lineage, which going back to Noah Webster's definition, talked about the stock of a person, that is has, you know, for centuries been the defining factor for what is race.
It's not real. We've been convinced that it is, but it's not real. But the Bible does talk about a real distinction, and that is between Gentiles and Jews. Now, racial distinctions are things that we have made up to divide ourselves as individuals, and it's crazy. It's logically inconsistent. I read these forms, and people, you know, you're like, what is your race? Human. Actually, you're African-American. How is that a race? Because one of them is a nationality. Amen? That's crazy talk. How is that my race? And how is it that I get to be an African-American, but if somebody comes over here from Egypt or Algeria or Morocco, they don't get to be African-American? Because the first part of my race is based on my continent. Well, no, not actually. Only the black part of your continent. Oh, wow, okay. So why use the name of the continent, right? And then the second part is based on your nationality. How do you get race from nationality? We made this up. It's not real.
Again, that is just a criticism of the term African-American, which I would agree with him is not a good term to describe a race of people. I do believe that Black Americans are a distinct race of people, and because they have a shared experience and stuff like that. So they are a distinct race of people, in my opinion. And Vodi Bakum's talked about this, actually, about how, when he went to Africa, he didn't just suddenly become, Zambian. He didn't become Zambian. There's a difference between him and the Zambians. He's talked about this. So, yeah, just because the term African-American is incredibly flawed because of political correctness, that you can't use a certain word that starts with an N, or, not the slur word, okay, people, or you can't, or, black people don't want to say Black American, which I think is, again, the best term that we have. So yeah, if we said Black American, I think that would be sufficient in defining in terminizing a race of people. So I don't see what Vodi Bakum's point here is to say that a flawed, politically correct term that was introduced is an artificial term, based on the breakdown of the two words that are used. Yes, it's of course is a flawed term because it was made for a flawed reason, that is political correctness.
But this distinction is real, and we didn't make it up, God did. Follow me on this because it's going to be very important later on. The distinction between Jew and Gentile is a real distinction, and God made the distinction. But it's a covenantal distinction, not a racial one.
So my argument against this is it's both. So it's covenantal, but it is also a racial distinction.
How do I know that? Because the first Jew had to become one. He was of the same ethnicity and race, if you will, as all the rest of his kinfolk. Amen? God.
Now, the term Jew is a reference to Judah, which is, descendant of Abraham. Just saying, they would have been called Hebrews.
Didn't say to Abraham, be still. I'm getting ready to change you at the genetic level so that your descendants will be genetically different from the other descendants. This might hurt a little bit. No. He made an external adjustment. Circumcision. Did not change him genetically. So the Jew-Gentile divide is not a genetic one. It can't be. You can't try to make it one. That dog won't hunt.
Again, this is incorrect. Let me just give a few examples of why. It was very important that, you know, in the story of Isaac and his marriage, it was very important that he married someone of his same bloodline, you know, so that was very important. So obviously there was a genetic component that they did not want to intermarry with the Canaanites. So that was a very important detail in the book of Genesis. I believe that, you know, Esau did that, and that caused a lot of problems because he married into a different group of people instead of his own group of people. So yeah, there was a genetic distinction being developed at the very least during the time of Abraham and the patriarchs. Secondly, Hellenistic Jews were not circumcised, so therefore, according to Vodi Bakum, they're basically as good as Gentiles, and they're not a legitimate category. But the Bible does use the term Hellenistic Jews, and Hellenistic Jews were not circumcised. That's what made them Hellenistic, because they followed the Greek view of not circumcising yourself, basically they didn't like. Greeks did not believe in circumcision. So Hellenistic, that's why they were Hellenistic. Not just that they spoke Greek. I do believe Jesus also spoke Greek. At a minimum, he had to have spoken Greek and Aramaic. So yes, that's not a good point by Vodi Bakum.
So God actually makes this distinction. It's a real distinction, and it's a covenantal distinction. Why am I laboring this point? Because the question is, Scripture sufficient? Yes, the Scripture sufficient, because one of our big problems is we allow a man-made category to divide us, but the all-sufficient Word of God says to us, that's a lie, stop believing it.
So I'll end on here. There is some common ground between what I believe here and what Vodi Bakum says here. So first of all, you know, God did divide the nations and, you know, the Tower of Babel. He divided the races of people and allowed them to develop distinctions between one another. That was God's plan for humanity. I would say that the curse, the Tower of Babel was not a curse. It was nudging mankind in the right direction that they were supposed to have gone in. They were supposed to fill the earth, and filling the earth would have created these natural distinctions anyway. So that, to me, is part of God's plan from the beginning of every tribe, every tongue, every nation. But there is a sense in which, yes, we let these categories divide us in the church when they ought not to. And that is why terms like ethnic Gnosticism that Vodi Bakum has used are helpful. So those are my thoughts on this issue. I do believe that race is real. Again, we don't have to make a moral judgment about one race versus another in order to acknowledge that, yes, these distinctions do exist, and it is useful in language to acknowledge this, and we should not cede language to the liberals, because you know who believes that race is a social construct? The critical race theorist like Robin DiAngelo. She wrote that race was a concept invented to justify the Atlantic slave trade. This is a woke belief, and I choose a more classical belief that is also rooted in scripture, that race is real. And again, we don't have to make a huge fuss about it, but it is also beautiful that we'll see this in heaven. So those are my thoughts on this issue. If you like this kind of content, do also subscribe to the channel, to the podcast if you are new. Have a blessed day, stay based, Crisis King, and we will catch you on the next one.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.